CPA After Dark.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Marit Bermude, CPA, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Graham, amazing entrepreneur, small business owner, boss queen.
Hi, guys.
And today we have such a fun topic for you. We are going to be talking about being careful who your neighbors are. And Kristen, do you want to kind of give us more details on why we chose this topic?
Yeah. So, I mean, you guys already know I am on OnlyFans. So if you didn't know that already, subscribe. I mean, you know that now. So I have, and I don't flaunt it. It's not like I'm, you know, walking through the neighborhood like, hey, follow me on OnlyFans. I'm not. I promise I'm not. But I wear a lot of hats, but one of the hats that I do wear is I'm a training coach. Like, I do personal training. I have clients that come. I have a studio gym in my garage. So I have clients that do that. So I have one client in particular who has become a wonderful friend of mine. We're so close. But when I first met her, she had inquired about training one-on-one. And, you know, I gave her my prices and she started and I was training her for a couple months. However, little did I know, while she was on her way over for one of her first sessions, this other girl who lives in my neighborhood and shall remain nameless had said to her, be careful who your neighbors are, and sent her the link to my OnlyFans. So she came to my house for months after that, training, getting results, doing wonderful. We became very friendly, and she's now one of my closest friends, and she felt that I should know that this was being said behind my back. And it's not like I'm friendly with the girl that said anything, but we're cordial, we're acquaintances. Two moms, you know, living in the same development. And I thought it was, number one, very nice that she told me about it. But she said, you know, I'm really happy that she doesn't care what other people say. She likes to make her own judgments by herself. And she continued to work with me and really liked me. And, you know, we've developed a great friendship and a client trainer for a relationship and a good friendship on top of that. So she was really happy that she didn't let that deter her from, you know, coming in and working with me. So, and so am I, because I got a great friend out of it too. So that's where this whole topic stems from.
Yeah. And I think that actually does relate a lot to business, because in your situation, your neighbor could have actually hurt your business mm-hmm. through her judgment. You know, she's telling her friend or whatever, oh, well, are you sure you're going to train with her because of this and that? And that's your another form of income. That's a big part of your livelihood. And I've seen that in the past with other clients too. I have a client who has some things in his backyard for his business, and he didn't even know about it until his wife was on social media. And I guess their neighbor across the street has like a pretty big following. And she was filming the stuff going on in their backyard and putting it on her social media, like, oh, can you believe this is happening? And oh my gosh, my neighbors. And I just think, beyond the judgment, when you're judging another person's form of business, and then you're actively using your social platform or, you know, telling people, you know, as clients, don't work with them. Mm-hmm. I feel like you got to kind of be, it's good that you can, I guess people are that dumb that they don't think that it's going to get back if they don't post it on their social media or talk to a friend, but yeah. Something to definitely keep in mind as you're out there trying to live your passion, grow your empire. The people that you think are completely harmless that you don't even see or talk to could be actively trying to hurt your business.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. And that's like, you kind of hit the nail on the head. It's like growing an empire. Like, this is just a form of income, which is wonderful. And I do very well, but I take that money and then I invest it. So that's one thing that people don't necessarily know about me, especially with the negative stigma that, you know, OnlyFans creators have, it's like they don't look past, you know, the stigma of OnlyFans. They look at me and that's who they think I am. And to be fair, yes, I'm a creator on OnlyFans. But beyond that, I'm a real estate investor. I am a personal trainer. I am a remote training and nutrition coach. I invest in cars. We travel a lot and we do travel for business. I'm a YouTuber and there was something else and I cannot, it's on the tip of my tongue, but I do so much. Oh, we invested in oil recently. So there's like all these different things that we're doing. And my husband and I do it as a team, which a lot of people can't even say that they can stomach being around their spouse as much as me and Chris are together. So I feel like we're doing all the right things. It's just that that is a huge form of income that allows me to invest in all these different things, which allows me to build towards my future, which I'm not going to say, like, I'm not sorry about it. I'm not embarrassed by it and I'm not sorry about it and I will not apologize for it. I have a big social media platform and people wanted me to create it and I did it. And honestly, we were very hesitant to start an OnlyFans. Very hesitant mostly because of my nutrition and training business. And when we finally did it, we didn't post about it. It was like people were just finding me, which meant that there was a need for it because they were searching me and just not finding me for all that time. But I mean, it's a form of income. It's a very big form of income. And honestly, I'm happy that I did it, that I do it.
And I'm glad that you shared that because I didn't even know that about you. I've never asked because I don't really care and I've never cared. I mean, I guess I'm not nosy. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of like, oh, cool. But, you know, there's also, I have other clients who do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just feel like there is definitely a stigma around it. And I think that's just kind of, I don't know. I don't know why there is. For me, there's not. I actually put in my bio as for one of my things as a tax professional is that I'm very open-minded and I, you know, deal with or I work with clients who do alternative forms of business mm-hmm. because even in the tax and accounting industry, there is a stigma around it and you have to, you know, be careful with the tax professional that you choose mm-hmm. in order to know that they're going to be giving you the best service rather than, you know, either denying you certain deductions or in some cases I've heard of tax professionals harassing their clientele. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think that in my opinion, I love that you go and you have different forms of incomes and different streams. And I'm actually really glad that we're talking about this today because I like love you so much. I think you're so amazing. And I love that you're proud of who you are because you should be, you know, you're awesome.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's turn this episode into How Much Marit Loves Kristen once again.
Well, I love you too. The feeling is mutual.
Yeah. And so, and you know, you encourage me to think outside the box mm-hmm. too. And that's what we do in business. We think outside the box and you know, you can have, another thing I love about business, nothing is concrete. You can do right. something and that doesn't mean that you are chained to it for the rest of your life. Right. You can make a decision and then you can change your mind in a couple of years. A lot of OnlyFans creators, their lifespan in that industry is limited. And mm-hmm. so that's another thing that you can add on to your resume that you're doing. One of the reasons why we started this podcast in the first place was to help people right. in these alternative industries that do have shorter lifespans, mm-hmm. whether you're an extreme athlete or you're a content creator or you're an OnlyFans creator or whatever it is, to realize that all the money you're making now needs to be smartly invested right. and not just blown because you can set yourself up for the future, but you have to start taking those steps. You can't just be rolling in the dough and think it's going to last forever mm-hmm. unless you can invest it into places where it will continue to grow for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the big part of what people don't realize about me and other people as OnlyFans creators that we're investing and making smart decisions. I even know, I know a stripper that lives locally that takes all of her earnings from the day and invests in real estate, which I had no idea. So I was like, oh my God, we're like the same. Only I'm not out in public. I'm on my computer. But It's just like, it's like we're into investing in our futures, because you can't like be a stripper either forever. Eventually you're not gonna do that anymore. Like, I'm not gonna be on OnlyFans forever. Like, eventually, like, the clock ticks and I'm not gonna look the way that I do. So there's an end at some point. There's definitely an end space. So we have to invest and be ready and provide for our families and do all the things. So, but yeah, there's a lot of creators that are like that. And I think the world would be a better place if they looked beyond what they feel is like the cover, because there's so much more to a person than, you know, one piece of what they get into. So I think that's
and trying to take people's businesses down, like to be that judgmental, to say, oh, well, you shouldn't work with that person because I know they do this. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's like pretty dang low.
Yeah. She definitely could have, like, and I always look at things like that. Like, you're taking food out of my kid's mouth when you do something like that, something negative. And I didn't do anything to deserve that. So when you say something like that, that could pull business away from somebody just because you think it's wrong or you don't agree with it, good for you. Keep your opinion to yourself. But if she would have not come over and trained with me that day, it's like food coming out of my daughter's mouth. That's the way I look at situations like that. Like, you're taking food from my kid's mouth. And to me, like, that's like a stab in the back. Like, we do not do that. We don't do that to anybody. Nobody should do that to somebody. So,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And you know, another industry, you said stripper, and it made me think of my friend and colleague. Shout out to Claire Tinkler. She's the owner of Tinkler Accounting. She also works with stigmatized industries, and she totally loves her working with some strippers. And she also does a lot with people in the cannabis industry.
Okay.
And that's another one where people, you know, there's cannabis accounting is so difficult because it's not legal. It's not federally recognized by the government. Each state, you know, they do or they do not allow certain sales, whether it's recreational or medicinal or a combo or whatever. So when you find those CPAs that will also start working in the cannabis industry, that's another area that is also highly stigmatized and I think highly judged. But at the same time, I am such a proponent personally of medical marijuana. I mean, I think it has probably changed and saved so many lives. Mm-hmm. It's just like how you're saying, I'm proud of what I do. I feel the same way about medical marijuana. I'll say it out loud. Mm-hmm. I think it has helped so many people and it's such a good thing. And so that's another, I think, area that gets kind of like a bad rap. Yep. When I don't but I guess that's my personal opinion.
Yeah.
And like you just said, we could keep it to ourselves.
No, but it's your opinion and it's our podcast, so we could say what we want. But
yeah, that's true.
But I would assume, this is just an assumption, but I would assume that it's looked at the way that it is because it was illegal throughout the country for so long that people still look at it as a stigma of it being, you know, it's taboo or it's illegal or you're not supposed to do it. But it is legal in many states. Like when we go to New Jersey, we could smoke weed if we want to. In South Carolina, we cannot. We are not, it's not legal here. So it's literally state by state. So I didn't even think about the fact that it's not federally regulated. But if it's not federally regulated, you have to claim the income. Not can you claim the income? You have to claim it. But
yeah,
are there benefits, are there tax benefits to it then? Or is that
no? You get into the whole federal the accounting, and it's just very, very difficult.
Okay.
You know, we can save that for, or maybe we should have Tinkler on our podcast.
That would be cool.
Claire, and have her explain it because she is I haven't actually worked with any of anyone who owns like a dispensary or anything. So I can't exactly speak to how it's done, but we should have her on and have her explain it, because I think that would be so fun to talk about.
Absolutely.
But I do know that it's hard and it's very complex to deal with. And these poor people who are, you know, doing it and they're out there actually helping people feel better. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of hurdles that they have to cross when it comes to running the business. And like, I won't say who it is in my family. She's passed away now, but one of the older people in my family, as she was getting a lot older and very ill, her doctor had put her on opioids. It was a very, very hardcore
pill.
I can't remember what it was called, but she was trying, she was feeling so good from these pills that she was up trying to fix her roof, trying to, and I mean, I'm talking, she is like,
she's ill.
Old. And she's very ill, but she was so high from the pills. And then she fell off the ladder, got hurt anymore. She was driving on these pills. So, you know, they ended up recommending medical marijuana. And she's a religious lady. She talked to her pastor at her church.
Oh, wow.
Who said, this is okay. Yeah. Like, this is better than, you know, these opioids that are making you so high. And she was losing so much weight.
You could hurt people too, like driving like that.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. It was just so bad. And the pastor approved it. And so she did start using medical marijuana towards the end of her life. And her quality of life throughout the end was so much better because she was able to eat. Mm-hmm. She was able to sleep. The pain was less. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think that's why I am such a proponent of it in certain situations, because I've seen it be such a better alternative than being placed on like painkillers.
Oh, I bet.
So,
yeah,
we can kind of off topic of who your neighbors are, but actually it's kind of not, because she was worried what her neighbors would think. Mm-hmm. And it was a family secret, which is why I won't say who it is. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even talk about it if she hadn't passed away. But like in that era and in that age, she was just like, my neighbors can't find out about this. And the pastor had to approve it. And so, you know, I guess we all need to stop the judgment about the choices that people are making and try to lift them up, because you don't know what someone's going through. Like anyone who's judging you for OnlyFans, they don't know all of the good things that you're doing. You know, they don't know what a beautiful person you are, but hopefully they do after they have been watching our podcast for a while, because you're shining through, girl.
You're the best. I love you.
And we'll keep my secrets dirty. Yeah, I mean, my secret's hidden. My dirty secrets are hidden. I'm not telling anyone anything. And my dirty little secrets are going to stay hidden. I'm not telling you any. Because the accounting industry is still too judgy. You don't get to know what I do.
But you are my CPA.
Maybe one day. I'm pretty cool if I got that gig.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Better than the most.
All right, guys, that's all we have for you today. I hope you guys liked this episode. This one was a little taboo, but I hope you guys liked it. Comment below and let us know. And we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.